Good morning. Day 135. We're going to 1,000, so we have a few more to go, right? So this will be quick. That's kind of my new joke, right? It'll be quick. All right, so the thing I heard this morning, you know, the car's sanctuary, as I always say, was I saw a plane going through turbulence, and I felt like the Lord was saying, there's going to be turbulence, but just because there's turbulence doesn't mean you're not going to land. Because we are landing, and we're landing into that landscape that has been prepared for us for years. As we've walked painfully at times through many, many fires ourselves and lots of transition, when we get to the place where we feel like there's turbulence, and like we were saying yesterday, it's like, okay, in this long, protracted, transition we've been in, right? We left Egypt behind, we left the orphan behind, and we found out that God was actually good all the time. And we've been prepared for uncharted territory. We've been prepared. It's not a normal transition. This isn't like going from one promotion to another. The heartscape has been being formed your whole life for this one. So the heartscape has been formed for the landscape that we're walking in. And the landscape is so much larger than anything we could imagine. So it's not like I'm going from this job to this job. I'm going to this job to a whole new life and a whole new way of living and a whole new way of doing everything. And so when I heard that this morning, I felt like, okay, there could be turbulence. I talked about yesterday, I said, and I'll just say this briefly, but, with the impeachment, it was very, very symbolic. And I think it was symbolic of what's going on in heaven right now too, is that every last evil attempt of lawlessness, of lawless people to take down an appointed righteous person, our president, failed. It failed. It was epic fail. And I think that we are going to see a tide that turns where the righteous harvest is going to explode. Because even as those who've been watching and looking and seeing, there is something about when you watch the thing you've been doing for so long, in terms of evil intent, when you watch it blow up, you're positioned in a place to make a decision. Because that whole process and the end of that process and what it meant as far as, the last ditch effort of the enemy to destroy something, and he failed epically. It puts people in a position to make a new decision. And so I believe that it's put people in decision to make a decision for righteousness. They are peaked and primed. And because it's just like at the, when, God of Elijah answers by fire, when the fire came and consumed the sacrifice and the water and the whole nine yards, that was pretty big display. At that time, I think there were 400 prophets of Baal. That's what had been running the land. Baal's been running this land, and lawlessness has been running it in many places. But the lawlessness and the love grown cold, and what we see primarily in a lot of liberal politics, etc. And I'm not doing politics today, but just what we see lined up along that flag, under that flag, is not as huge as the world would want us to think. The enemy intimidates and blows and puffs, and he says that I'm really, really, really huge, and he's not. Just because somebody has access to media doesn't make them large. They don't have to be quite as large. And I think it's always a situation, I think, where the proof is in the pudding. If God is doing something and establishing righteousness in the planet, which he is, then the proof's going to be in the pudding, and it doesn't matter what anybody else is saying about whatever. So anyway, just saying that, I think it was epic fail, but it also was an indicator of a major, major seismic shift in which we are being, where the grace and unmeasured grace for literally seeing righteousness be taken to a whole new level. A whole new level, which is what revival does, right? Revival ultimately changes the landscape of the heart so that we embrace what God does. Revival you know, we've seen a lot of seismic shifts in our own heart. In the long transition, we find ourselves in places being open to things we were never open for. You know, I've talked a lot about there is a holy chaos and we're in it, and how a lot of times the disorientation, God is using the disorientation. He doesn't necessarily bring it all. There is a holy chaos where we live in a place of just being pulling down heaven and intercessory as a body, and where, you know, there is a force and a huge wind that is blowing right now, Holy Spirit. That's holy chaos. The other kind that comes in is not God. It's the stuff that we get distracted with, right? For some, as you're waiting for the very thing to manifest that opens the door to everything that you were created for, there will be some turbulence and distractions. I think it's a place where the enemy's just taken some last minute pot shots, but you will land. And that seismic shift that has taken place in our hearts has opened us up to be able to walk into territory that is radically unfamiliar, and that we don't have a clue. Good morning, Miriam. That we've not explored. And so when I say that all things are new, literally all things are new. It'll never be business as usual again. It'll never be us. We won't do anything according to any former plan. You know, even the Lord said, even to me, like a simple thing, like ditch the reading plan. I want you to meditate. I want you to get this into you. I'm not into your performance and how far you can get through so you can say, I went through the New Testament in 30 days. Who cares? What got in you? What did you absorb? Like, what did you chew on? What did you ponder? What part of that transformed you because you were meditating in it and living in it and mulling it around and thinking about it all through your day as you prayed in tongues, right? Here's the thing with, all right, I'm going to go to this verse, Isaiah 50:11. It says, let's do this in English Standard. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who equip yourselves with burning torches, walk by the light of your fire and by the torches you've kindled. This is what you'll have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. There is never going to be a season again where we are able to walk by the light that we create. That light that we create has typically ended in religion. So that is, religion is us walking by our own light. It's walking in a place that's independent from God. And so we're not ever going to be able to do that again. We're in the era where I live by the food that comes from your mouth and comes from your word straight to my ears. I live by pulling down heaven. I live by being obedient to the things that are in me as a walking habitation of the Lord, of his presence, walking revivals. And so I wanted to read this verse too, because it goes with the analogy we can expect turbulence. There was a major defeat where the enemy, and that whole impeachment thing I said was a metaphor, where the enemy lost a ton of ground. And it indicated, I think, prophetically, that there's been a seismic shift that alters the landscape forever. It doesn't mean we're not going to have battles and deal with the enemy. It means that a shift has come, that righteousness is going to flourish. That righteousness is going to flourish in the land. It's almost like that shift just opened up a huge door, right? And like now we're in this era, like we're walking through, you know, into a new era where everything we do, it has so much more weight to it. You know, we've been prepared for this, not because we think we have, and not because we're going to be probably doing any of the things we remotely thought we were, and that we're going to definitely feel unqualified, all those things. But we've been prepared because God has done something with our heart through the many fires and many in the extremely long transition. Prepared doesn't mean no fear, and prepared doesn't mean that we're going to think we can do everything. If you could do everything that God's put in your heart, then your dream and your vision is way too small. And this is where our imagination comes in. We need to begin to envision and visualize the thing that God is birthing in our hearts. And so right now, right, as I walk over and get the lights, this is where you guys get to see how many gray hairs in my beard. Here's what he's doing in the turbulence, okay? Isaiah 45. He says, this is actually about Cyrus, which is interesting, which is about Trump too. But he says, I'm going to open doors in verse 1 before him that gates may not be closed. That's what happened in the seismic shift that metaphorically happened in the earth through the impeachment, when the evil intent of lawless people and the lawlessness that was embedded in our culture and the drive to do everything they can to tear righteousness apart, it failed. Epic. To open doors before him that gates may not be closed. We are in an open door, open door, open door. One door leads to another door that leads to 10 more doors. This is that era of crazy favor where doors are popping open. Good morning, Vicky. On every front, it is an open door. And if it's turbulent, hold on, because turbulence doesn't mean this plane isn't going to land. It means this. He said, I'll go before you and level the exalted places. I'll make the crooked paths straight. That's another version. I will break in pieces the doors and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you treasures of darkness and hoards in secret places. This is a season, an era of the secrets of heaven being downloaded into our heart. He's taking us into a radically new place where there's a whole, the mandate is huge, huge. The responsibility that he can put on us because we made it through the fires and we came out and here we are. And not because we didn't mess up along the way, but here we are. We are still standing. And we are a least of these because we've been obliterated on every front, right? So there's doors that aren't going to be closed. There are doors that God is opening right now that cannot be closed. And we're walking through those doors. And so even as we come into a place with turbulence, turbulence can also be a place where we see doors that we think are the doors, but they're not. So we don't get out of this without listening to Holy Spirit. Not every door that looks like a door is a door when you get in front of it. But there are huge doors that he is opening. He's making the level places. He's leveling the exalted places. I'll give you treasures in darkness, he says. And if you go over to verse 7, I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Shower, O heavens from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. He is raining down righteousness on the earth right now. And in that righteousness is a magnified grace for people to flip from one place to another just like that. At Remnant, we've had an explosion of people coming in. And they're not churched people. These are unsaved people who literally come in and they get saved, they get in the water, they get baptized. And now this last Monday, on Miracle Monday, they brought all their family with them. The increase in the harvest is something that God's been preparing this harvest and preparing you and I for it for a long, long time. And that is also why our journeys have been so protractedly long, because the landscape in this era is multi-billion soul harvest. And so you're looking at the biggest influx of people coming into the kingdom than we've ever seen before. It's multiplied, it's on steroids. So he is showering down from above. And he's let the earth open that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. This is a fruitful season of redeemed and accelerated time where the fruit of righteousness is going to explode in people and in the earth. You know, I mentioned yesterday, I'll leave that there for that, but look at Isaiah 45. Even in my Bible lit class and my English classes, it's not been the same. Kids are piqued to flip on a dime. When I end up in one class that's not even Bible lit and we're talking about baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I have kids coming here at lunch and we're praying for baptism of the Holy Spirit and for healing and for all the... It's not always like that. And so when righteousness is showered and pressed into the very earth, and you have this huge open door, this thing that God's doing, where, like I said, with the impeachment, lawlessness got defeated on a large scale. Doesn't mean no turbulence, doesn't mean we don't have an enemy, but there is something in that seismic shift that has created an openness and the ability and grace for people to come in that have been being prepared for ages. It's kind of like Todd Smith shared a story about, I forgot where they were, but they were ministering in a prison, or somebody was ministering in a prison. It was like the biggest, roughest guy in the prison. So you got the biggest, roughest guy, and he's white, and you have an African-American man, and they're like arch enemies, right? Well, they're best friends now, and they're planning on preaching the gospel all over the world with Todd. But the big white guy who represented everything, white supremacist, racist, everything, gets into the water and comes up and says, I've been waiting for this all my life. When you're waiting for a transformation into the kingdom of heaven all your life, that says something. I'm in the process now of trying to put together a Bible Literature Club trip to Dawsonville, Georgia. So please pray into that. I need all the approvals. I probably have 35 plus kids going. It's never happened before like that. I've taken three, I've taken one. This might be a huge field trip. Everybody, when we tell Holy Ghost stories, is piqued. They want it. All you have to do is open your mouth and show up, and they're gonna come in. The anointing for the harvest is so strong. And because you carry and I carry the kingdom, all we ever have to do is show up. Okay, but I just want to say, I guarantee you, if you do, you have to know that what you carry into every room is already transforming the atmosphere and the room. When you walk in with the fullness of the kingdom of heaven inside of you, it's no small deal. It's a big deal. It's transforming. So everything around us. So it may seem like it doesn't do a whole lot, but it's doing a whole lot. And that's why showing up is like the biggest part of the whole thing. Just show up. And I find myself kind of like, I'm jokingly, stupidly walking into divine appointments all the time. You know, yesterday it was like all day long. It was like, you know, from every place. People hungry for the kingdom, coming out of a woodwork. It's like, that's the era that we're living in. That's the harvest that's prepared. This is a time of easy, easy harvest and reaping. It's so easy. We are so fortunate. Thank you, Jesus, that we get to walk in as 11th hour workers and we get paid the same. And we're working on the foundation of everybody that came before us. So think about all of the sowing that has been done from the foundation of the earth. We are walking into that. We walk into the benefit of everything that's been sown, so that everything is like the parable of the man who goes to sleep and he wakes up to harvest and he doesn't know how it got prepared. But in that parable, it says that it was growing. Holy Spirit's been working in the background, orchestrating the grandest finale for however many years this is, which is revival to the end. This is the final act, so to speak. It's a long act. I don't think it's going to stop tomorrow at all. But it's an act that is going to have an increase in fire on it all the way to the end. And no matter how dark it gets, we will walk in greater power, greater anointing, greater crazy miracles. This is the era of the God of the impossible and the walking manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. You're it. Blessings. Share it. Talk to me. All those things. Thanks for being here. Awesome.